How many of you have your Bibles? I got a new one last night while one of our brothers was here. Let me see him hold them up. Be proud of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, we're going to use them this morning. And we have a veteran that is going to speak to us, Brother Dennis Hazelwood. He's going to be preaching to us. We appreciate it. Brother, you come on and preach to us this morning.
Sergeant Major Hazelwood reporting for chapel duty. Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Wow. Praise the Lord. Who are we here?
Landmark.
I thought I heard it. Who are we here?
Landmark.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. All right. Praise the Lord. What did we learn here at Landmark?
Bible.
Right. Okay. All right, we're going to learn about Christ, right? And that's what we learn about, His Word and that. That's what we're going to do this morning, okay? All right, before we do that, I'd like to, I'd like to say, who is this group over here? First grade? Okay, wow. I heard these guys, okay, when we were doing our pledges. I heard these guys loud and clear, all the way in the back. Good job. Good job. All right. So what I'd like to do is go over a cadence with you, just show you a little bit of what the military does, okay? And this is one that I used when I was in the military, and I was doing some training in that, and I was trying to be a witness and a light to my fellow soldiers in that. And it goes like this. I'll say it, and then we'll go over it, okay? It's, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Am I right or wrong? You're right. Are we weak or strong? We're strong. Sound off. 1, 2. Round it off. 3, 4. Bring it on up now. 1, up, 2, up. 3, up, 4, up. Bring it on down now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Christ saves. Okay? That's what we're going to do. You guys got it? Okay, so now, you say it back to me. So, Jesus loves me, this I know.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong.
Little ones to Him belong.
They are weak, but He is strong.
They are weak, but He is strong.
Am I right or wrong? Now here,
right.
There you go. Wow, you guys got this. Are we weak or strong?
We're strong.
Hey, sound off.
1, 2.
Round it off.
3, 4.
Bring it on up now.
2 up, 3 up, 4 up.
Bring it on down now.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Christ saves. Okay, I think you guys are ready. All right, let's stand up. Go ahead, let's stand up. Let's do this. All right, ready? Okay.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong.
Little ones to Him belong.
They are weak, but He is strong.
They are weak, but He is strong.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Are we weak or strong?
We're strong.
Sound off.
1, 2.
Round it off.
3, 4.
Bring it on up now. 1, up, 2, up, 3, up, 4, up. Bring it on down now. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Christ saves! All right, good job. Have a seat. Give yourselves a hand. Wow, all right. All right. Okay, so today is the most important day of your life. Okay? Because today is the day that you can do something about where you are at in life in relation to Jesus Christ. So we have one of two scenarios here in our midst. We either know Jesus Christ, who he is, or we do not. And the Bible tells us, God forbid, that if we do not know Jesus Christ, we are all sinners. And where will we be if we enter eternity without Christ? Does anybody know? Go ahead, say it. Yeah, exactly. Okay? So we're going to talk about those two scenarios today. So how many here, okay, by a show of hands, are saved? How many here are saved? All right, just raise your hand. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. All right, so Psalm 118:24 tells us that this is the day which the Lord hath made. Psalm 118, you got your Bibles. Go ahead and turn there. Psalm 118, I saw all those Bibles, so go ahead, I'm hearing those pages turn. That's awesome. That's really good. Psalm 118, verse 24. 118, verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So as I am talking to those of you who are saved, I want to share and I want to encourage you. Okay, I was 23 when I got saved, so it's quite different for me. You all are young people, young men, young women, college age. And so I really want to just share with you the importance of this day as a Christian, because God tells us in Lamentations 3:22-23, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. So every morning we wake up as Christians. It's a new day. And what do we do with that day? Okay? And when I got saved over in Schweinfurt, Germany, that was something that I had to learn. And I learned that every day we need to greet the Lord. Okay? I want you to understand something. Okay? The Lord is here. He's right here. He is everywhere, right? So he is sitting next to you. Okay, he's sitting on the other side. He's sitting behind you. He's sitting in front of you. He's everywhere. So the Lord is right here. He is with us right now. Okay, as Christians. And we can be confident, okay, that we're going through the day, and we're not going through the day alone. And that is so important. So important. Especially when life gets difficult and hectic and things are happening. Okay? And you don't understand. And you got life circumstances and situations. And it's not just out on the battlefield. It's not just being a soldier. Okay? You know, it can be at home as well. It can be here at school. And you can rest assured and be confident that, wait a minute, Jesus is right here. Jesus is right here. And guess what? If you're a Christian, where's the Holy Spirit dwell? Where's the Holy Spirit dwell? Anybody? In your heart, right? He's in us. We have that power. It's amazing that we can go through the day. But here's how it starts, okay? I wrote down quiet time. Anybody know what quiet time is? Wow, what's quiet time? When you not talk. That's time out. Give me quiet time. Give me time. Yes. Yes. You sit down and say again. Okay, again, that sounds more like a timeout to me. Quiet time is... All right, one more in the back there. Yes. You with the mask. Go ahead and stand up for me, please. I can't hear. There you go. Thank you very much. Have a seat. Quiet time. Whew. Thank you. That's it. That's just us with the Lord. That's us by ourselves with the Lord. It's quiet time. That means, how many of you sleep in a room? You have a room? Hey, okay, wow. Well, praise the Lord. Everybody's hand that hopefully goes up. But here's the thing. You get up in the morning. You get up in the morning. You can put your hands down. Here's your quiet time. But if you're like a lot of people, as Christians, we get up in the morning and we just hit the ground running. We're going over here, we're going over here, we've got to get this ready, get it, oh wow, you know, straighten everything. And we forget about the Lord. As Christians, we cannot do that. We cannot do that. We have to have our quiet time. You know, this is my room. When I was in Schweinfurt, Germany, and I was learning about the Lord and everything, get up in the morning, and you roll out of bed, and you get down here, and you're just out of bed. And you're, Lord Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for another day that you give to me. Lord, please be with the soldiers. Please be with my fellow MPs. And Lord, I did it this morning. Lord, please be with all these young people here at Landmark. Be with the staff. Be with the ministry that's going on. Lord, we pray for souls to be saved. Lord, we're praying for fruit from the soul winning. We're praying, Lord, that you would use each one. Thank you for these missionaries. Thank you for the wonderful messages. Lord, may you be glorified, and may you even bless this time, Lord, that you give us together this morning. And Lord, may they see Christ, your Holy Spirit, and you, Lord, lifted up this morning. And Lord, not this soldier, Lord, but Father, what you have for each one of us, they're here, Lord, they're Christians. Lord, may they learn something and leave with something this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And you can do that. You do that every morning. Every morning, God's mercies are new. Oh, I forgot it today. Oh, I got too busy in that. Guess what? You wake up in the morning tomorrow, all right? You do it tomorrow. And if it gets busier, you know, sometimes mom and dad, hey, we got to go. We got to go. We ain't got time. It happens because you got other people that you have to live with, that you have no control over. And the only one that you can control is you and what you choose and what you do in life. Okay, that's all you can control. And you can surely get up in the morning, and if you have to get up a little bit earlier, then you get up a little bit earlier, and you roll out of the bed, and you talk to your Savior who goes with you throughout the day and is with you. Okay? So, you know, the Lord's teaching me different things. 1 John 5:11 and 13, if you want to turn there, 1 John 5:11 and 13, I'm going to go through a lot of them, so you can either follow along or just listen. But, and this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. And he that hath the Son hath not. And he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son hath not life. That's pretty amazing to me. That's one of the verses I learned after I was saved. And I'm like, wow, okay, well, I got the Son. I know I got saved. Praise the Lord. And I thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You pray the Scripture. You pray the Bible. You get familiar with your Bible, with your weapon. This is your weapon, okay? And you pray and thank the Lord for your salvation. And you know why he gives us this? The next verse, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Believe on the name of the Son of God that ye may, what's it say? Know. That ye may know that ye have eternal life. And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Wow. Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. Praise the Lord. Each and every day, it's new. Every morning. And if we're just going through our day and we're not saying anything, you know, but you go tomorrow, and you say, at least, well, thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me. You know, we heard the missionary Lefevre doing the disciples, and they were all over there, and they come running over this way, anybody remember what they were yelling when they were running over this way? Go ahead, say it. What was it?
It works.
Wow. It works. You get up in the morning and you're like, if nothing else, well, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Well, I'm not going to hell. Oh, okay. And then you might want to, well, now what do I do? What do I do today? What am I supposed to, why am I even here? But it works. And you know, you scratch your head. Maybe you go through the day and you're like, okay, Lord, okay, okay. And you go through the day. And you're at school and you're doing different things, and the Lord allows you to see things. He allows you to know things. And He doesn't do that for no reason. You do have a purpose. But it starts out in the morning when you get up and you roll out of bed and you're asking Him. Another one the Lord taught me, again, prayer. Just simply pray. John 16, 24. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Wow. That was just a simple verse there about prayer. We should pray as Christians. We should pray. And if you ask nothing in my name, we ask in Christ. If you're not asking, if you're not talking, guess what? Then God, He's here. He's with us. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. He's standing there waiting to hear from you. We talk to God when we pray, right? And then God speaks to us through His Word. He speaks to us through His Word. And when you hear the Word being taught and preached by the pastor, by the teachers, whenever we are in the Word, that's God speaking to us. Whenever we're having the fellowship one with another, that's God speaking to us. That's what we call fellowship. Not just talking about stuff that's worldly or sports or whatever. The fellowship is because we're talking about our Savior. We're talking about the Word of God, and we're getting in it. We're encouraging one another. And another one that the Lord gave me, much needed, was 1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. And I thank the Lord for His faithfulness for the way of escape, because it wasn't long, and I don't know how long you all been saved. But if you've been saved any length of time, you know it wasn't long after you got saved that the devil came at you, that the world came at you, that your flesh came at you. And we do hit those temptations, and we get those temptations. But you know what? What's the Bible say right there? Okay? There have no temptation taking you such as common, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. So what I'm saying is, that's what you roll out of bed, and you're thanking the Lord, and now you're talking to Him, and you're growing, and thank you, Lord, for the victory over this temptation and that. And again, how long did that prayer take this morning when I was up there? Just not even a minute, maybe? That's all you need. Can you give the Lord a minute? Can you give Him 2 minutes? We heard the missionary talking last night, you know, pray for America. You know, give Him an hour. Give Him 2. You know, it's like, wow, really? Where do we have that time? No, really. But give Him a minute. Give Him 2. You know, you need to roll out of bed, and you have to do that, or you're going to go through the day and you're not going to be it's not going to be a good day. It's not going to be a good day. 1 John 1:9, I thank the Lord for His forgiveness and His cleansing. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Right? Is that right? Okay, does that mean we're getting saved over again? No. No, we fall. We have that difficulty. We're still in this flesh, and we fall. But we get back up. We get on our knees, and we confess it as we're to confess it. And God's faithful and just to forgive us of those sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. These are things that the Lord was just teaching me while I was over there. After Sergeant Wilson was used to lead me to the Lord, and after the missionaries were working with me and teaching me the Bible. These are things that the Lord gave me and have allowed me to be where I'm at today. Proverbs 3:5-6. Thank you for your guidance, Lord, in life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. Right? You got to trust in the Lord. And along with that, then Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now get a hold of this, young people. You begin this now. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you as well. College young people, get a hold of this. You're not here by accident. You guys aren't here by accident. God didn't bring you to college. He didn't bring you to the school to learn and to grow and then say, okay, figure it out on your own. He has already provided. If you're here, he's already provided. Okay? We need to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. That's the visitation. That's the soul winning. That's talking to each other. Hey, where are you at? You know, because if you're concerned about the souls of the person next to you, you're going to find out that, oh, you know what? Well, I'm already saved. This is what happened. And then it turns into fellowship. I don't assume that anybody is saved. Just because we're in Landmark Baptist Church, I just don't assume that. I've seen too much where that's not always the case. But you don't know. You know, and I'm not judging or anything. I'm not going to say, you're not saved. No, I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to do is I'm going to ask you the question, hey, wow, you know, I'm going to tell you how I got saved. And I'm going to have that conversation. I'd love to hear how you come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And then it turns into fellowship. And then we grow from there. And that's seeking the kingdom of God because you're concerned about the soul that's next to you. And the next thing you know, God is growing and you're encouraging and you're being emboldened. Your confidence builds. You know, you got each other's back. But it's not that you are doing it. It's another verse that the Lord gave me here. I can do all things, Philippians 4:13, through Christ which strengthens me. That's how we're able to do these things. Be quite honest with you, you're probably a little bit nervous to even talk to the person. Even people that you know, family members that you know. Is it easy to talk about the Lord, to go out and talk about the Lord? Is it easy? I mean, I'm going to tell you, it's fearful at times. You know, it's like, oh, Lord, really? Really? You want me to? Okay, all right. But we got to do it. We got to face that, and we don't face it in our own strength. That's that prayer daily that you need to be talking to the Lord about. Again, you know, you're in your room. You go here to your quiet place. It's your quiet time. You guys ain't supposed to be here. This is my quiet. Well, anyway, you get the idea. You need to go to your room. It's your quiet place or somewhere where you can be by yourself. Lord Jesus, Lord, please be with my siblings, Lord. Father, thank you for the ones you've saved. There's three more that need to get saved. Diana has one that needs to get saved. Lord, help us, use us, Lord, in your strength, Lord, in your confidence, and Lord, help us not to miss the opportunities, Lord, that we have, that we can talk to people. Lord, help us to be wise, good stewards, Lord, at this time, and your word, and Lord, we just pray that you continue to work, and hearts and lives of those who are lost and those who you allow at the restaurant, at the grocery store, Lord. Father, wherever we go, whatever, in here in school, here at Landmark, Lord, while we're here, Lord, that we would just be a blessing, use of you, and not miss an opportunity to talk to people. Lord, we pray these things in your precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen. And you need to do that. You need to take that time. You need to really talk to the Lord. He is real. He's here. He's right here. He's with us. You need to get a hold of that. And we need to seek his kingdom and his righteousness. We don't have to worry about the clothes, the food, and all that. It's already taken care of. So that's a step that, great. Continue on. Serve the Lord. Continue on. Serve the Lord. And Psalm 119, 9 and 11. It's not just an exercise. Again, the Lord gave this to me. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto, according to thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Wow, praise the Lord for his word. Can you imagine having this hid in your heart? Wow, praise the Lord. You know, to have his word, and it comes, the Holy Spirit teaches us, and you have the Holy Spirit in you, and he brings it back to remembrance. You know, I can't memorize. I don't remember things. Well, it looks like these first graders remember a lot because I heard them, okay? So they knew their stuff. You know, praise the Lord. Keep that up, all right? And work on God's word, memorizing in that. That's the power of the word of God, and that's what we need to speak. I really don't have anything for you all this morning other than what the Lord tells us in his word. Other than what God gives us to share with you. And I would encourage you to get in on the Word of God. I would encourage you to memorize it. And I know many of you are, and I know it's a requirement. And so it can't just be an exercise either. Although it's powerful, and it will come back to your mind, even if you're doing it out of duty or I got to do this to get the grade. I mean, it's going to have its effect, you know, collateral, whatever you want to affect on you. But you need to do that. And the Lord will provide for all of your needs. The Lord will provide for all of your needs. And then the last one that, as far as for the Christian, you know, John 13, 34, the Lord really got a hold of my heart on this. I'm 1 of 15, and I love my family. I'm number 12. I mean, we just love each other. And I wouldn't give you the time of day. I mean, We bring our own team and play softball in the park or play football or whatever. We just bring our own team. Okay, let's go. Who wants to play? You know, and we were just like that. And before I got saved, I wouldn't give you the time of day. And a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And just like the neighborhood knew who we were because we were always together. Hey, come on, you bring it. We're going to do this. They knew who we were. The world knows who we are when Christians love one another, that all men would know that we are Christ's disciples. When we do that, and if you get up in the morning and you're not going and you're not moving, you're not on your knees and asking the Lord to help you today, just to help you today, help me, Lord, let them grow it from that. Get in the Word, and that it's not going to happen. And here he sits, right here with us, and he dwells in us. It's just not going to happen if we're not talking to him. If we're not talking to him. Now, we can't always be talking, all right? But we start out our day like that, and we need to then let him talk to us. And you will get that through the day in this school. You will get that in this church, okay? And through missions conferences and everything else that is going on ministry-wise here and at home doing your devotion. So you're going to get, if you're listening and you want to hear from God, you're going to get it, and you need to pray. And then, and don't forget, Ephesians 2, 8, 10, thank you for creating for a purpose for me, Lord. And that is, for by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And we are his workmanship, created Christ Jesus, for good works, okay? We don't get saved by good works. All right, it's Christ, Christ alone. Amen. But he saved us for his purpose. He's got a job for each one of us to do. And right now you're learning what that is. And as you're learning, I'm trying to help you. You need to really be talking to him. The best thing you can do is get up in the morning. That's what you have control of, your choices. When you get up in the morning, what you're going to do. You might not understand it now. Wow, this is okay. Every morning, yes, every morning, God will bless it, and you will see it as you grow and as you go through different things. And be alert of your surroundings and the people around you and what God does give you. And it works. It works. You do that every day. It works. Pastor.
Let's stand to our feet this morning. The pianist is going to come and play. God spoke to your heart about your walk with him today. Each one of us need to have that walk that was preached about this morning. We're never going to get to a place where we will surrender and go where God wants us to go unless we have a walk with him. As the pianist comes, why don't you guys step out and come? With heads bowed and eyes closed, if God spoke to your heart, why don't you come and speak to him this morning? Maybe you need to come and ask God to help you, to remind you, to wake you up, to have a time with him. If you're here and you're not sure you're saved, you don't know for sure, if you died today that you go to heaven, with heads bowed and eyes closed, would you slip your hand up? Say, preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure if I died right now that I go to heaven. Is there anyone anywhere? Slip their hand up. Say, that's me, preacher. Would you pray for me this morning? I need to be saved. All right. I don't see any hands, so if we're saved, then we need to have a walk with our Savior. Need to have that, cultivate that personal relationship with him. I have decided to follow Jesus. How often do we follow him? It ought to be every day. Turning back, amen.